B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
It is brought to you by Macy's Backstage. Macy's Backstage. Check out what's red, white, and new for the holidays. Shorts, tees, shoes, and more for everyone. Amazing finds at incredibly low prices at Macy's Backstage. Off price, on trend, arriving daily. Heather, how can we help you?
Hello.
Wow, you sound sad. We want to help you. How can we do that, madam?
Well, I've been seeing this guy, and we met in the weirdest way, and I think you'd be interested to find out how.
Always. Okay. What, how'd you meet?
Well, he hit my car.
He hit your car?
Okay.
Yeah, he hit my car.
On purpose?
Yeah. No.
No, oh, it was an accident.
We were at a red light, and he kind of bumped the back of my car kind of hard. I was really upset at first, you know, of course. It's a Mercedes, you know, so you don't want your Mercedes to get hit. You know, that car is my baby, you know.
Was there a lot of damage? Was it bad?
It's the bumper was caved in pretty good. And, you know, I was pretty upset, you know, and he got out. He was really apologetic. And, you know, I mean, he didn't seem like he was really on his phone or anything. So I was, you know, pretty understanding about it. But he was really cute, you know, and he was really kind about it and stuff. And, you know, and he kind of, like, got my heart, you know. And then, you know, we changed numbers and stuff. And, you know, we went out on a date. And I don't know, I really like him, you know. And I'm not really sure what's going on. We went out a couple of times. And I don't know, he's just kind of hasn't really gotten back to me. I've been texting him, and I haven't really heard from him, so I'm not really sure what's going on.
Maybe that's his thing.
I don't know. Maybe it is. You know, like, I'm not like one to chase a guy. You know, I'm like very into nature and stuff, and I really, you know, believe that, you know, like, it should be the way it is in nature with humans. You know, like, in all of nature, you know, like, males kind of pursue females.
And sure,
I think
sure.
That should be that way in nature too.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I mean, maybe his thing is bumping into women so he can take them out on dates, and he bumped into someone else that he wanted to take out, and he's currently out on a date with her.
Hey, oh my gosh, you know, like, that's not cool at all.
You should have inspected all parts of his car. Maybe, like, he just has damage all over his car.
The whole car is dented.
He sideswipes them, he backs into women, like, maybe he hits them every now and
then. His car wasn't really very damaged, you know what? Hey, you know, that's true.
Yeah, okay, well, listen, we're going to call him for you next, okay?
Now, back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Heather. She met this guy, Greg, because they actually got into an accident at a traffic light. He bumped her. They get out. And when do you ever see this? After two people getting into an accident, them smiling and it's, I don't know how it shifted, but it turned into, like, them making plans to go on a date. And they went on a couple. And ever since then, Greg has been MIA. And Heather, again, according to you, you said really you didn't do anything weird last time you guys hung out, right?
No, I don't really think so. I mean, like, we kind of, like, you know, it was like a tender little kiss last time. And, you know, it was, like, promising, you know?
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, let's see. We'll try and call him right now, okay?
Hello?
Hi, is this Greg?
Yes, Greg.
Oh, perfect. Okay, Greg, please don't hang up. I can explain who we are and why we're calling. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station.
Did I win something? Or?
No. Maybe. Okay, so here's the thing. We got your phone number from a girl that wants to take you out on a date. And the reason we're calling you is because we're willing to pay for the date, okay? So basically what it is you pick a place, the day, the time, all that stuff. We'll set it up. Yeah. We'll pay for it. And you and this lady go out and see if sparks fly.
Okay, so you're going to send us out on a date?
We are. And I'll tell you her name. Want me to tell you her name?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so her name is Heather, and you guys already went out a couple times.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but yeah, honestly, she's cool and everything, but I'm all set. You know, I don't know. I'm good.
Is there something she, because we asked her, like, last time you guys hung out, if there's anything that she did that was weird. Is there?
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Like, honestly, it was just a confusing situation. We were in a car accident together, so.
Yeah, she explained that.
Weird.
She said that you guys got in a car accident and then you kind of hit it off, which that is weird, but.
Yeah, but I mean, to be honest with you, I'm just like in between jobs right now, and like I don't really have any insurance either. So, you know, when I hit her, I didn't know what to do. I was like pretty nervous. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to turn up the charm and just try to like get out of this. And I guess I don't know. I think she likes me now, but you know, she's disgusting.
Hold on. Greg, Heather's on the phone and she has heard you say
what?
That. Heather's on the phone.
God.
She heard what you just said.
You let me like take you out. Like I'm taking you out. I'm paying for it.
Now we know why you're taking him out.
Like, what an asshole. Good thing I have your license plate.
Good thing I have your
VIN number. Like I'm a smart person.
No, look. Your car. I meant your car is disgusting.
No.
Right.
Oh no. Yeah. Oh no. This is all recorded.
I don't know if that's better.
It's a Mercedes.
This is all recorded, buddy. Oh, yeah.
So her Mercedes is disgusting.
Oh my god.
Heather, you're so cool. Honestly,
my Mercedes is disgusting.
Oh my god.
I can't wait to see you again.
Right. So, I mean, hey, do you want to see her again? We'll pay for the date.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No.
Well, that's okay.
We had so much fun.
I hope you see me again, in court.
In court? Well, do you want to meet for coffee beforehand?
Oh my God. He said he's gonna meet for coffee.
Hey, wow. I mean, I'm sure that Greg will let you pick the place, right, Greg?
Yeah, wherever you want to go. Like, come on, baby. You pick the place. We'll go tonight. It'll be great.
I just chalked this up to a learning experience. That's all.
Babe, come on. I'll text you later tonight, all right? I love
this is
you.
My number.
He said I love you.
Oh, jeez.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
It hasn't even been open for a week. Not even a week, and already the new casino in Everett is ruining relationships. Listen to tomorrow's Second Date Update on the 10th right here. 8:10 with the Get Approved. 9611.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.